bottom of the Lamed Teshuvah Aleph. The Gemara says that the Braisha that lists the different kinds of things that can be used for Mara and lists them in pairs. Each pair is not Kilayim one with the other, but they are Kilayim out of the pairs. The pairs themselves are Kilayim with the other pairs. So the Gemara says, then what's the Chiddush over here? So Rav said, Nizroim Kilchosim. Doesn't mean you can plant them all together, but it means that you can plant them, all of them, within a bed, six tvachim by six tvachim, properly. So where it says, Kilchosim Tanino. But that we have a Mishnah that says that. Aruga Shri Shisha Shisha Tvachim. I have a bed that is six by six tvachim. Zorim Besocho Chamisha Zaronim. You can plant, the way Rashi learns, you can plant five different kinds of seeds in this bed and it won't be Kilayim. Arba Larba Rucho Suaruga. And again, Rashi learns you can plant the entire perimeter, each side, each direction with a different kind of seed. And even though there's no separation between them, the Kilayim, it's not so much how much separation there is, it's how much it looks, mixed in, mixed together. So since the kind of vegetable, or zroim, on the top is going horizontally, and the two sides are going vertically, and the bottom is going again horizontally, then you can see that they're separate. So even though there's no separation at all between them, it's okay to plant the entire perimeter with four different kinds of plants. And in the middle, there it's obviously going the same way as one of them. You can only plant one thing in the middle, and it has to be three tvachim away from everything else. So if it's smack in the middle, it's three tvachim from every side. And the halacha is that even the place that's planted counts as part of the three tvachim. You don't need three tvachim space. You need a totality of three tvachim counting the space of the thing that's planted. So there's others that learn differently, that it's not that you can plant the whole area, but only one thing, and you need three tvachim separated from the corners. So you have one thing in the middle, one thing in the middle, in the middle, the middle, three tvachim separation from all the sides. And Rashi says if that's the case, then you could plant nine things. Because if it's one thing, you could plant in the corners too. And it's still three tvachim away from everything else. So he says that can't be the pshat. There's pages and pages and pages of different perushim on this inyan of Aruga, even in Mishnayos. Look in the Mishnayos on this Mishnah, you'll find pages and pages of Tosfos Yom Tov, of Rav, with different perushim. That's not what we're learning now. Okay, so we have a Mishnah that says how you can plant in a bed of six by six tvachim five different things. Smart says, so I don't need a braisa to tell me that you can plant all these things kilchosan. I have a Mishnah that tells me what kilchosan is. Mao de seima? No, I need this braisa. Honey mila bezroim. That it's only with zroim, not vegetables, but seed, things that are planted for seed. Those things are what's it called you're allowed to plant. Ava birokislo, but not vegetables that are planted for their leaves. Kamash malon, that it's not only by zroim that this is mutter, even by yirokos, because the things we're mentioning here are yirokos, vegetables that you yotze mor. Mor says, the name of the yirokos alimam is zroim. You mean to tell me that yirokos are worse than zroim? I might think zroim are mutter to plant like this, but yirokos not? How could that be? Vosnan, we have an opposite Mishnah. Kol mina zroim in zorim baruka achas. Kol mina yirokos zorim baruka achas. We have a Mishnah that says that only yirokos can you be zoreya in one bed the way we said, but not zroim. So zroim are worse than yirokos. There's no half a minute to say that Zroim should be mutter, but Yerokos not. Just the opposite. We have a mission that says Yerokos are mutter and Zroim aren't. Or it says, Mal de Seima, Hani Morim min Zroim Ninu. Now, that's the Chiddush over here. I might think that Morar is not vegetables, it's Zroim. And therefore, you can't plant them in one bed. Kamash Malan, that they are. Mar says, Zroim Shulkadaitach. How could you think that Morar are Mine Zroim and not Mine Yerokos? Again, the basic difference between Zroim and Yerokos is Zroim are planted for seed and Yerokos are planted for the leaves. So Morar is leaves. That's the ikra of these plants. Vosman Yerokos, the Tani Bar Kapar Yerokos, the Tani Dvei Shmuel Yerokos, every Mishnah and Brisa that deals with Morar calls them Yerokos, not Zroim. Where it says Chazer, it says to Michalei. No, there's one that I might think is not Yerokos, but Zroim. Sorkadeich Aminach, oil the sofa the hakshos. Nesiv lo rav chotvei. Chazeres you need because when Chazeres gets hard, it gets very wide. So I might think that you can't plant it in the bed because eventually it's going to widen and it's going to be too close. So what's it called? Lav Amar Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina Kelech Shel Kruv Shehuksha Marchivin Lo Beis Rova Al Makivin De Sofa LaHakshas Yavin Le Rav Chatvei Achinami Nesig Le Rav Chatvei Komash Malan. Now, didn't we have Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina said that if you plant what's it called, the stalks of cabbages, which is basically the same thing as lettuce, once it gets hard, it gets very, very wide, so you, what's it called, have to make extra space. When you plant it in a base rova, you have to make extra space for it. So I might think that you can't plant it, therefore, in a bed of 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Kamash Malah, no, that's okay. Rashi, of a birakis load, birakis yanki tvei. I might think that only Zroim can you plant in this bed in that way. But Yerokos have more of a yanika, and therefore they're awesome. They draw more from the ground, and therefore they're what you call considered kilayim. Rashi says the name of the Yerokos alima liyanite tvei mizroim. You're telling me that vegetables have more yanika than zroim. Itzrich le the name of the half Yerokos mizroim chamisha minim baruga shashisha, and you have to have a brisa tell me that even vegetables can be planted in this 6 tvachim. By 6 tvachim bed, we have an opposite Mishnah. Kol mine zroim, ein zroim, baruch achas. Just the opposite. It's only vegetables that you can plant in this way in a 6 by 6 bed, right? But zroim not. Afilu b'shir hazeh, mishum diyan ki tvei. The reason is that zroim, the opposite. They have more of a pull from the ground than Yerokos. V'chadish man zorim b'socha chamisha zaronim b'Yerokos kamar. In Zroim Kehilchasan. Only vegetables can you plant like that, not Zroim. Mal de Seima, honey de Morar min Zroim. Okay, so Morar says, no, I might think that the kinds of things you can use for Morar are not vegetables, and therefore you couldn't plant them in the bed. Comes the Bryce and tells me you can. Lo Yisru Barugachas, Kamash Malam Rav, de Min Yerokos Ninu Nizroim. So Rav's Chiddush is that the things that you use for Morar are called vegetables. So Morar says, what's the chiddush? Zroim shokadaitach. Hechi tesik adaitin de zroim ninu. How could you ever think that the things you use for Morar are zroim? V'akulu tana yerokos korilu. Every nishn and brisa calls them yerokos. Chazera said tzrichle. Lashmiinan din zroas kishar yerokos baruga imar bo zaronim. You need to be told that chazeras, the lettuce, right, can be planted the same way because lahakshas kelosh lo nasahon. When the lettuce hardens, that after you leave it in the ground a long time, it gets very, very wide. Now you can know lettuce gets a head, keeps adding things on. Marchivim l'mokum ad beis rova, shelo yizru etzel min acher. And therefore, not in this bed where things are delineated, but stam to plant them separate from other things, you have to separate them a beis rova. What's a beis rova? Mokum zrias rova hakav. A place that you could conceivably plant enough seeds that are rova kav, a quarter of a kav. How do you figure out a rovar kav? The chatzra mishkan was beis hasayim, was meya al chamishim, 100 amas by 50 amas. The chol beis kor or beis so, beis rova, shegvar of the osha cheshbon. And the cheshbon of how to figure out the square area of a saw, of a kav, right, a rova kav, all of that is based on that, what's it called, area of the chatzra mishkan and fractions of it. Okay. So Mela, that's so we just explained the Brysa. The Brysa says that these minim, each pair is, what's it called, is not kilayim with the other one, but altogether you could plant them in a what's it called, in a bed of 6x6. And the Chiddush is that what's it called, that even Chazeres, which is very wide, you can also do that. Okay, Yotze Bohen Ben Lachim Ben Yveshim. You can be Yotze whether they are moist or dried out. Amrat Chizda Lo Shon El Bekelech. This halacha that you use dried out ones is only the stalk. Ava Ba'alim Lachim Ben Yveshim Lo. But leaves, if they're dried out, then they're not mar anymore. They're just like sand. They have no taste b'chlal anymore. Dried out leaves. The Hamidiktoni Sefer, the Kelach Shalahem, Mechladere Sha'olin. The Chora, it's only the Sefer that we say you can be Yotze with the stalk. Mashma and the Resha, we're talking about the leaves. And in the Resha, it says whether they're moist or dried out. Mashma, even the leaves dried out are okay. Shmura says, no, Pushi Komafarish. The Sefer is not adding something, it's explaining the Resha. Kik Toni Bin Lachim Bin Yaveshin, a Kelach. That when did it say in the Resha that you could use moist or dried out? It's talking about the stalk. Mase. Yotzin bohen or bekelach shohen. It can be yotze with them, meaning the leaves, or the stalk. Bein lachim bein yedeshim, divra meir. Whether they're dry or moist. Mashma, that's going back on both of them. You can be yotze with the leaves or the stalk, whether they're dry or they're moist. Both the leaves and the stalk. The Chachamim omrim, lachim yotze bohen, yveshen ein yotze bohen. The Chachamim say, only moist, not dry. And here it's also mashma, that the Chachamim are going even on the stalk. Even the stalk you can't use if it's dry. So far we don't have anybody who holds that the leaves dry not, the stalk dry, yes? We have either the Reb Meir who says both of them dry are okay, or the Chachamim who hold that both of them dry are not okay. The shavim shiotzibem kmushim, avalo kfushim, velo shlukim, velo mefushalim. Everybody holds that you can use them if they are withered, not dry, but withered, but not pickled, and not overcooked, and not regular cooked. Klalo shadover, kol shiyesh bo tam mor yotzimbo, as long as it has the taste of mor, it could be yotze, and we explain that's a machlokas, what tam mor means. Either it means it's still somewhat bitter, or it tastes like that kind of mor is supposed to taste, without the bitterness. The chosha ain bo tam mor ain yotzimbo. The mor says, targuma kelach. You have to say that where they're arguing, whether you could be yotze with the dry, or with only the moist, is going on the kelach. When they say you could be yotze both with the leaves and with the stalk, the next piece doesn't go back on both of them. It only goes on the stalk. That's where there's a machlokas, whether what's it called, whether dry, is all you're also yotze. Rashi. Yo lo shonu diyobish yesho tam morer ala kelach. The only time that if it's dried out, it still has tam morer is by the stalk. Dimitoshu av enum isyave shiatsu taimo. Because it's thick, it doesn't dry out so much that it loses its total tam. It still has a tam even if it's dry. Avo alin yaveshim erinka afer bialma. But dried out leaves are like a sand. They have no taste at all. Michlal dereisha ba'alin kosik. The kelach, the stalk, is only introduced in the sefer. The tana b'hu bein lachim ben yaveshim. Mashma, the reish is not talking about stalks. The reish is talking about leaves. And yet it says it's good whether it's dry or moist. Kemushim is withered, klolos of dover, Tani Mia but the Reb Meir, Yotzim Bohen of a Kalochim Shohen, Ben Lachim Ben Yveshim. In Reb Meir it says, Reb Meir holds, you could be Yotze, whether it's dried or moist. Umas Nisa Nami, Mekamashra, Yveshim, Reb Meir. And our Mishnah that says that dry is kosher has to go according to Reb Meir, because the Chachamim hold that dry is ushered by both of them. You see that Reb Meir, who is our Mishnah, holds that even the leaves are okay. Or it says Targum, the Tanim, the Reb Meir, Yedeshim, Akelach Komer. No, you have to learn Reb Meir too. He says you could be Yotze with the leaves and the stalk, and then when he says whether it's dry or wet, he's not going back on leaves and stalk, he's going back just on the stalk. Boy, Panarabana, and Yotzim Boim Kamushin. We have a brisa that says that you can't be Yotze if they're withered. The Shumer of Elazar Brab Tzadik Omer Yotzim Boim Kamushin. When Elazar Brab Tzadik says you could be Yotze with Kamushin. Boy, Rami Bar Chomba. So one second, it says the Machlokas is showing him who we possibly like over here. Our Mishnah says Kamushin is okay. And the Tanakam over here says it's not okay. And the Velazar Reb Tzadik calls it is okay. So some we've shown in Paskin, like our Mishnah, the Kamushim are okay, withered is not a problem. And some we've shown him learn that Kamushim is not a problem. Mishnah Berurah brings down both days. And he says, the Chorei Yat Michoshish, they shouldn't use withered leaves either. Of course, the stalks can be withered, but the leaves can't be withered, according to these some we've shown him. And the Shaila is what's called withered. Like, if you soak them in water too much, so it's a shayl of kavush. If you don't soak them in water at all, it could be they're called withered. According to the Magyomer, it says withered's not good. It's very difficult to know how the leaves, you know, are okay. If that's the case, it should be machman, use only the stalks, not the leaves. But if there's fresh leaves, not withered at all, it's not that they're okay. But in every pile of lettuce, there's always leaves that are withered. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Mao she yetsi yodim de chavosu b'mor shal ma'isur sheni b'Yerushalayim. Can you be yotze with more of ma'isur sheni b'Yerushalayim? Moshe alivet Rabbi Akiva lo ki boy aloch. Hash to b'matzah de oraisa nothing b'mor de rabbona mi boy. Be yotze with matzah where the ma'isur sheni, this is the first thing Rashi learned, is the oraisa, because it's grain. Koshken yotze morer, even when morer is deraisa. In other words, the more you eat with the carbon pesach is deraisa. But the maiser sheni is only the rabbana. Because maiser sheni of yeret, maiser yeret, is only the rabbana. So koshken, you can be yotze if it's only an issue of the rabbana, maiser sheni. Kiti boyelo chaliv de rabbiose aglili. Questions according to rabbiose aglili. Mai, but matzah deraisa ugalonothic? Of a more to rabbanim, okay? Matzah, which is minat Torah, right? The meiser, so meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. We'll see one second. Rashi says, since it's not eaten everywhere, so you can't be yotze. But more the rabbanim, more the meiser is only the rabbanim. Even though in the rabbanim you can't eat it everywhere, right? But that's only in the sort of rabbanim. Therefore, it's called minat Torah. You could eat it anywhere, and therefore it's okay. Al Dilma called it Tikkun. Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun. The Rabbanan, when they made their halachas, they made it like the Raisa. And the Mela, it's considered not edible, b'chol moshavos, and therefore it's not good. Omarava, Mestabra, Matsumar. Mestabra, that they're the same. The Rabbanan made the same halachas, and you're not Yotze Morer, at least when Morer is the Raisa, even with Meiser, that's only the Rabbanan. That's what the first day Rashi learned. We'll see Rashi has a second way. It's talking about morer bisman hazeh, morer that's purely the rabbanan. And the difference is matzah, which is the oraisa bisman hazeh, maybe there maaser sheni is no good, but morer is only the rabbanan. So maybe matzah called it's okay. Those are the two ways of learning. Rashi, what? Yeah, we're not learning. Rashi says not bony. Rashi says b'chomo shabbos. Wait. Hash the matzah, the maaser didei the oraisa. Meiser of Dagon is the oraisa. The ikal of mitzvah, mishum de'en lo heter b'moshavos. Kama Rabbi Akiva, the Nothic. Rabbi Akiva holds that we don't say that. That since you could be poded, even in Yerushalayim became Tamei, that's called that it could be eaten by Chol Moshavos. Like Rabbi Lesser. Choyal de'imatam yuporek levis leheter. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold like that. He holds you can't be Yossi with Maisa Sheni. More of the Maisa Yerek Midrabbananu, umidiraisa is leheter v'moshavos mitboya. More of the whole Meiser is only the Rabbanan. And then at Torah, you could eat it anywhere. It's not Meiser. So surely it could be also with that, according to Rabbi Akiva. Kein Dioraisa Tikkun, the ain't lo heter b'moshavos. Rashi says, therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where there is no heter to eat it everywhere, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, or he holds that even if it becomes Tameh, you could be poed it, that's not good enough. It has to be able to be eaten the way it is. Umor is kishlo matzah, and mor is compared to matzah. Ma matzah boin in necheles b'chol moshavos, af mor nomi boin in yesh lo heter. That's one way of learning. Now the question is, Marsha asks, Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't say it's also because of b'chol moshavos. He says it's because lechem oni. So Marsha explains that Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, that you have to come on to lechem oni, is only in Novin Givon, where Meiser was eaten everywhere. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Bisman Hazeh, not in Novin Givon, you have to come on to the time, you don't have to come on to the time of Lechem Oni. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it's not Nechel B'chol Moshavos. It's only like the Gemara says, in Novin Givon, it was eaten everywhere. So was Matzah then kosher for Meiser Sheni? No. For a separate reason, because of Lechem Oni. But Ein Achinami, where it's not eaten everywhere, you don't have to come on to Lechem Oni. You can't use it because of Chol Moshavos. Lishnachrina, Matzah Bizman Hazeh D'Oraisa, Mor D'Rabbanan. We're not talking about the mor that you eat with Korban Pesach, which is Min HaTorah. But the Meiser is D'Rabbanan. We're talking about Mor Bizman Hazeh, which is only D'Rabbanan. Only the mor you eat with Korban Pesach is Min HaTorah. The Perek Basra. The Zeh Shamati, I heard this Pshat. The Kasheli Bizman Hazeh, Mi Meiski Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. What kind of Meiser Sheni is there? Bisman Hazeh. That the Gemara should say, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's okay, because if it became Tomei, Yerushalayim could be poled in. There is no Meiser Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim. You have to be poled in every Meiser Sheni. The Ilam and Yomer Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchen of Shaita, the Kitchen of Lavo, the head you boil in Fushi, Bisman Hazeh. And according to Man Yomer, there is such a thing as Meiser Sheni. And you could bring it to Yerushalayim. There is such a Shita, but the Gemara should explain it. That's going according to that Man Yomer. So Rashi says, I like the first shot better. He's talking about Morer that's Min HaTorah. The Meiser is the Rabbanan. Okay. Matzo Morer, Hukshu Yachad. It's more Mishtaber that they have the same halacha. The Chiehi, the Matzo, Yeshalo Hashem Meiser Sheni, Velo Nothik Bey, Ath Morer Nami, Yeshalo Hashem Meiser Sheni, Velo Nothik Bey. You're not Yotzi with Morer of Meiser Sheni either. Let's go on. In Shorim is Hamurson, B'tarni Golim, Avel Choltim. You can't soak. Mursan is the chaff, I guess, or what's the English chaff? Okay, the chaff is the mursan. The chaff is the psolus, like on a peanut. That thin skin is like the chaff, and the peanut is like the grain. So on grain is the same thing. There's a chaff around it, and usually you. Or Zora, you winnow it off, and the wind blows it away, and you're left with the kernel. But if you made Mursan, you don't want to give grain to Tarnigol. You don't want to waste your grain on the Tarnigol. You give them the chaff. It could be, the pshat over here is, you give them the chaff with the grain. Or you give them, chaff alone. If you give them chaff alone, that is arrived from this Mishnah, that the chaff of the grain could become chametz. Others hold no, the chaff can't become chametz. What becomes chametz is either one of two things. Either morsan is a combination, or even if it's not a combination, there's always kernels that get stuck to the chaff, or part of kernels. That's what we're afraid becomes chametz. So you can't soak morsan to give it to a tarnagol, because we're afraid it'll become chametz. But you could be cholate it. Cholate is, again, pouring boiling water over it, right, or putting it in boiling water. Once it's boiled, it won't become chametz again. Just like after it's baked, it won't become chametz. After it's boiled, it won't become chametz. So the Rambam learns that this is only to get, put it in front of them, and then it may become chametz if it stays a long time. But if you soak the morsan and feed the tarnigolim immediately, and they eat it all up within 18 minutes, it's okay. And other Rishonim say no. We're afraid that they won't eat it up within 18 minutes. And you, therefore, you're not allowed to soak it, the chatchila, on Pesach, because we're afraid it'll come to become chametz. And they say that it's only morsan for tarnigolim that's mutter. Because at worst, right, you'll be over maybe by the Urah Bal Yimotze, which is only alav, right, or hanoa from chametz, which is only alav. You won't be over kares. But to do it, to eat yourself, that for sure is also. A woman shouldn't soak morsan that they used to use like soap in the merchatz. She can use dry morsan and put it on her skin and rub it, even though it gets wet. But that moisture that's either on her body is so little, we're not afraid that's going to make the thing chametz. And again, you're not eating it, so the worst it'll be is a lav, then we're not afraid of that. Or it's not water on her body. There's no water. It's talking, she's using it to absorb the sweat. And according to that, sweat doesn't make chametz. You say whether sweat can be machmitz or not. Other liquids that come out of a person's body, most Rishonim hold that the liquids do make chametz. But sweat could be different, right? In other words, spit is a different kind of liquid. That could make chametz. Urine can make chametz. Any other liquids that come out of a person's body. But zeya doesn't come out of the body in a natural place. It just comes from the skin. That could be, doesn't make chametz. Lo yilo sodom chitim v'yanich ha-makoso. Person shouldn't chew grain on Pesach and use it to put on a maka, on a wound that he has. It may say machmitzos, because it becomes chametz. So they ask on this, why not? The chord halacha is it's shlo kederech hanoa, and for a chole, you're allowed to use things shlo kederech hanoa. So the Miri says, because of Balu Rabbani Motze. In a chenami, you could be nehenna from it, but you're over Balu Rabbani Motze for having it. And bickle won't help because you want it on your makkah. You're not makker it, you want it on your makkah. So you'll be over Balu Rabbani Motze if it becomes chametz. That's why you can't do it. Others say, no, you can use it. Shelo kederech, bittul will help. You don't want the chametz. You just want to have the benefit of the of your maka, your maskerit, whatever. It's not the problem. The problem is over here, a person's not sick. He just has a little cut. That doesn't make him a chola. The only time it's mutter to put on your, to use chametz or any other isranoa, shelo kederech, is if you're sick. But if you're not sick, you can't do it. Nafkamina, from vitamins to medicine. Medicine that shelo kederech, if you're sick, you're allowed to take, a swallow a pill, a capsule. Because shelo kederech, and you're sick. But if you're taking vitamins, you're not sick. Just taking it as a supplement, then shelo kederech won't be mutter. So if you have a gelatin capsule, and you're only taking it as a vitamin, and there's no sickness involved, then the chor is awesome. It's the same thing over here. Talking when you're not sick. Or others say that there's other things you could use. You can only use something that's osur, shelo kederech, if there's nothing else. But if there's another way of doing it, then you can't do it. In any case, so that's the reason, or reasons, why you're not allowed to chew wheat, put it on your makkah, or face will become chametz. Rashi. Chol tim broschit. Shein manichin osola hachmetz. You can pour boiling water over the flour, over the chaff, right, and give it to your tarnigolim after you poured the boiling water over it, because it's not machmitz. The sishra morsan lashupa besarit neisha machmitz b'shriyasa. You can't soak chaff to use it as soap, because it become chametz. Avos shafa he morsan yavish b'psara. But you're allowed to put dry chaff on your body, even though your body's wet. V'afa b'shamayim tovchim avosara. Right, because the water is a small amount. Lo yilos lo yokush, shouldn't chew grain. Tana rabbanan, elu dvarim shein boin lidei chimus. These are the things that if you do this to the dough, it won't become chametz after that. her offering, if you bake the dough, then it won't become chametz. Ba'amavushal, if you cook the dough, it won't become chametz after that. Here clearly is min hadin, there's no inyan of gebrocht. You bake matzah, you can soak it in water forever and never become chametz. That's what it says here, beferish. So why do they machmer on gebrocht? That maybe the matzah wasn't baked completely, and there's still some flour that wasn't baked. That's the chash by gebrocht. V'amavushal, v'cholut, if you pour boiling water, shecholta b'roschim, right? And if you pour boiling water over it, or you put it into boiling water. And some achronim say that we said there's a machlokas, tatogovar or ilogovar, if the top cooks or the bottom one cooks, we paskin tatogovar, that the bottom is the significant one. And if the heat source is on the top, it doesn't cook through and through, it just cooks kedei klipa. If that's the case, if you pour boiling water over flour, it could become chametz, because only the top layer is boiled, is cooked, the bottom layer could be becomes not like that. So you have to manage, make sure that the boiling water gets to every part in order to, what's it called, not just on the top, but all around, to be considered cholut. So when it says, mevushalam and mevushal, adam mevushalay mechame, lechara, while you're cooking it, you cook up flour, dough, right? As you're cooking it, till it gets cooked, it could become chametz. If it takes more than 18 minutes to cook, it'll become chametz before it's cooked. Amar Papa, how awful you should be shvokomer. No, it's talking where you baked it first, and then you cooked it. Cooking it after baking will never make it chametz. Tanya Rabbi Yochanan, and I think, in other words, that if you just soak it in water after it's baked, it won't become chametz. But if you cook it in hot water, after it's baked, it could still become chametz. Kamash Malan, no, it's not going to become chametz even if you cook it. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kemach Shem Nafal L'Tocho Delef. You have flour, and there's raindrops. What's it called? A dripping. Dripping in it constantly. Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, even if it's more than 18 minutes, all day, Eino Bovi Dechimut. Since it's constantly being bombarded with raindrops, without a stop. So the halacha is, as long as you're working with the dough, it doesn't become chametz. So here the drops of rain, the drops of water, are as if you're working with the dough. The dough is being bombarded, so it won't become chametz. But, the Ramban says, as soon as it stops, it becomes chametz immediately. While it's being bombarded, it won't become chametz. But you don't have 18 minutes after that. The Trumas Hadeshin says, over here, not the amount of time between raindrops is mitzvah. As long as the raindrops are dropping, it won't become chametz. But after you have, what's it called, from the time that the drops are dropping, it won't become chametz. But it becomes chametz very slowly between the drops. Once you have 18 minutes added up of between the drops, right, here's a third of a second, there's another third of a second, it'll be chametz, even if it keeps going. Right? And according to that, it should be that if you're working with the dough, and you stop for 3 minutes, then you start working again. Stop for another 3 minutes. If you do that 6 times, it's going to be chametz. But we hold not like that. We hold the shehiyos are not mitzvah. That as long as you're working with the dough, and you never stop for 18 minutes, it's not chametz. The times that you stop in between are not mitzvah. They're mavotel. Once you start working again, it's mavotel. So the Trumas Hadeshin makes a chilek between aesek kal, like drops coming into it, that's a very light work. That will not prevent it from being mitzvah all the times. But if you're really working with the dough, then every time you continue working again from a vakel, the time from before, and it prevents it from chametz. So you could work all day and keep stopping a little bit, and it still won't be chametz. But this kind of work that's just dropping drips into it, that is mitzvah. That's only where the drops are consecutive. But if they're not like that, it's every once in a while, then taka, like the Trumas Hadeshin says, it's mitzvah, and eventually become chametz. Amrei devei Rav Shila, vatika shari. Vatanya vatika asher, we'll see what the second one vatika is. Vatika is Mutar on Pesach. You can make Vatika. Another Brisa says Vatika you can't make. Rashi. Ha'ofui lechem mishenetha. Kol mashish shoreyu b'mayim eino machmet. Once you bake matzah, it can't become chametz. Adam avashal in mechama, Mar says, but if you cook dough, why doesn't it become chametz before it gets cooked? Ba'od shamayim poshrim, kodim shiasichu machmet. Before the water gets yad shaletis bo, the warm water should make it chametz right away. But with the shoddy way to talk roast for that glove, mate, you can't say it's talking where you threw the dough into a pot that already was hot. To have the hegetani love, chalup, shechol to broshim. That's chalup. So it must be talking where you put the dough in a pot in water and boiled it slowly. How come it doesn't become chametz before it got boiling? Off we shabishol, mercies and chanani. You can't cook dough like that, it'll become chametz right away. It's talking where you baked it first and then cooked it. Kolomar off we afilu mavashol, achrafia in a machmet. I might think that if you soak baked matzah, it's not going to become chametz. But if you put it in warm water, then it could become chametz even if it's baked. Kamash mulano. Delef min agad. You have dripping from off the roof. Eino boli de chimutz. She tirut hadelef hanofel tomid. Eino manich lachmetz. The fact that it's being bombarded is like you're working with it, and it prevents it from becoming chametz. Tif lahadi tif. Shinofen tipar chakipa somach. The taketh ein shos ben asayim. Sucking where it's a constant dripping and there's no time in between. The dripping is consistent. When one drop comes, the other one drop is already there next. Right away. Vatika maichel kemach. Vatika is something you make with flour. So the Gemara says, one brisa says, you're allowed to make this flour thing on Pesach and we're not afraid it should become chametz. And the other one says, you can't make it on Pesach. The Gemara says, lokasha. Hada avde benishro milcha. The one that says it's mutter is where you made it with oil and salt and no water. And here, it's a raya brura, not like Rashi, lechara, that if you make peiros, oil and salt and no water, it's not going to become chametz, even chametz nuksha. Because if it becomes chametz nuksha, it should be awesome. Rashi shita is that made peiros is machmetz, even without water, chametz nuksha. Chara writes to the other Rishonim that if it's not with water at all, it doesn't become chametz at all, not even chametz moksha. So it says mutter. Unless you learn that it's talking where you did it and somehow you baked this thing or cooked it within 18 minutes. With water, it becomes chametz right away. Without water, it won't become chametz moksha till 18 minutes, so you have the 18 minutes. That's what it means, mutter. It's not much like that. But if you made it with water and salt, then it's awesome. Now, the chara, if you made it within 18 minutes, then it should be okay. Maybe no. Maybe since you added salt, it makes it become chametz faster. It could be. Omer marzuta, merzuta, lo limchi inish kdeira bekimcha da vishna, dilma lo bosha shater, bosha de chametz. You make what's it called when you cook things. So if you want to make the mixture thicker, you put in cornstarch or flour, right? I once had, my wife was away in Miami when I was in Cleveland, and I had to make my own Shabbos. So I wanted the challah to be thick. I don't like soupy challah. So I knew if you add cornstarch, it makes it thick. So I put in a spoonful of cornstarch, I mixed it around, it wasn't thick. Put another spoonful, then it started to look a little thick. After it's cooked, it was like rubber. The cornstarch doesn't make it thick till it's cooked. Right? That's the best time I ever made challah in my life. In any case, that's what it says. So you put flour in to thicken the thing. We're afraid that it won't cook well, and it'll become chametz before it cooks. So you can't do that.
Limchay
is thickened? What?
Limchay
is thickened? Limchay, right. What's it called? Means to put it in, to mix in the thing, to make it, to make it thicker. Rashi? Vatika Michael Kemach Mishro Milcha Bekim Chashori. You're allowed to mix oil and salt in flour. The May Paris they machmitz and never become chametz. Lo limchi inish kdeira shema avin tachshela kdeira al yedei shema machin kemach l'tocha. Michui means to dissolve. dissolve flour in order to make the maichel thick. Even if you're using flour that was blanched in an oven, I might think that the flour is already baked, right? Because when the flour is moist, they parch it, they blanch it to make it dry. Still, you can't do it because blanched flour can still become chametz. Maybe it wasn't blanched where it's fully cooked. And when you put it now into the pot with water, it'll become chametz. When you start to mix it, it'll become chametz. Because you don't usually put the flour in when the pot is boiling. That would be chaluta. You put it in when, as it's cooking up, and it can become chametz right away.